Perhaps one of the saddest misconceptions about God, our Creator, today is that He's angry with everyone and eagerly anticipates their demise. Friend, nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Listen in as the Tab family shares the good news of Jesus Christ.
All right, we're glad you're here. Good tidings, Christmas 2021. Wasn't J.P. Miller great this morning? Didn't he do a tremendously good job? He'll be back after we're done with this part, and he'll be handling the giveaway. So let me explain that to you. Some of you, how many of you have come before? So you know we usually give out 2 armbands. Not this year. We took your children's names, and we're going to do it that way. You don't have to worry about numbers or anything like that. J.P. Miller will be handling that. We have about 6 adult gifts, some TVs, some Lazy Boy recliners, other things. And so we'll give those away as well right after this time. Settle in for just about 30 minutes maybe. And we're just going to spend some time here. The greatest gift that was ever given is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to come and save this world from their sin. That's right. God is worthy of praise. It's exactly right. And so we've got a building full of stuff. Folks have sent from all over into that. And it's full. And I'm excited for you to get that. The reason it's a giveaway is because people other than the Tab Family Music have given it to give to you. And we sure appreciate all that they've done. So it's exciting. We're going to get over there in just a little bit. But right now, we're going to spend some time with the Lord. Time with the Lord. Amen. Time with the Lord. Take time to honor God in your life. So this is the Tab Family Music coming to sing to you. Make the Tab Family welcome.
Man, let nothing you despair. We never y'all probably know this song. It's called Goodness of God. And it doesn't matter where you come from in your life, we have all experienced the goodness of God on a daily basis. Even if it's just the sunrise, or even the rain, the ability to feel the raindrops, the ability to see the beauty of creation all around us, the ability to say, I love you, the ability to have salvation through Jesus Christ, which in reality is, it's worth more than everything else. It doesn't matter if you have the nicest house or not. If you have the newest car or not, it doesn't matter. What matters is having Christ. Because at the end of the day, you can lose every temporary possession. You can lose every person. You can lose your health. But you can never, ever lose Christ. Because he does not change. His goodness stays the same. And he's faithful. He's always faithful. So if you came in here and you know him, be reminded of that. And if you don't, come to know Christ as your Savior today. Because he won't ever let you down. People will, but Jesus doesn't.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my tears have been held in your grace. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head in rest, oh, I will sing of the goodness.
On this earth that you could give me. So many people think that God is mad at them. So many people think that God is a mean God. But God said He so loved you that He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to save you from your sin. Everybody does wrong. We all do. I do, you do. Somebody say, well, I'll do a bunch of good works and they'll let me into heaven. What about your bad works? What absolves you of the wrong that you've done before the eyes of God? There is no other God that can clear you. No other God. No religion. No government. No science can clear you from the guilt of sin before the Almighty Creator God. That's why Jesus Christ came to this earth. The Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, gave His life on the cross, shed out His pure blood to pay for your sin debt and your sin debt and your sin debt and your sin debt. Every human being on the face of this earth, Jesus Christ has paid for your sin debt. We make it so hard to get to heaven. It's not hard. It's just simply we're so full of pride that many of us will not humble ourselves before God and say, God, I want you to save me. We think we can do it ourselves. You'll never get yourself to heaven. You need a Savior. And there isn't but one Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ. And the Bible said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Not you may get saved, not you might get to heaven one day. God said in His Word, if you would put your faith and trust in His Son, if you'd come to Him, God, I'm a sinner, and I need the Savior to save me, and I believe on Jesus Christ to be my Savior. God said if you would do that, that He would give you eternal life in heaven. There ain't a better deal in all of the world. There ain't a better deal in all of humanity. There ain't a better deal in all of the universe than that right there. The greatest gift on earth is that Jesus Christ would save your soul. Jesus Christ, the Savior. The question is this. Have you ever stopped your life, stopped yourself, and bent your heart before Almighty God in humble, careful contrition of heart and said, God, me, I'm a sinner. God, my life's a wreck. God, would Jesus Christ please be my Savior? I yield and lay my life before You. Please save me from my sin. When did you ever do that? So many people are caught up in religion and think that that's the way they're going to get to heaven. Some people give during Christmas and think that's going to get them to heaven. It's not. It's called salvation. The Word of God calls it, thou must be born again. You were born once as a human being. But if you're going to heaven, you've got to be born through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have got to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Nobody can do that for you. Nobody can save you. You say, my life's a mess. There's drugs everywhere. There's alcohol everywhere. Homes are broke up. Relationships are a mess. The world is fighting with one another. Races are fighting with one another. one another. When God all kind of races into this tent, there should be no fighting among the human beings. No fighting. No hatred. Because this flesh, whether it's white, brown, or black, or red, or yellow, this flesh right here that's on all our bodies will one day die and rot in the ground. The only hope for humanity is not the government. It's not the CDC. The only hope for humanity is the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's your only hope. God is personal. He's personal. You. He's personal with you. He wants to be personal with you. And the way you come to God is not some assumption you've made. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. The way you come to God is not saying, I talked to the man upstairs. Those types of statements prove you have no careful respect before your Creator God. The way anybody is ever going to come to God is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ personally for themselves as their Savior. We've got some people coming across the front up here. This is where we're at. I need you to be still and quiet for a minute. As they come across the front up here, I'm going to ask you to do two things. One, in just a minute, I'm going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes before God. And the second thing I'm going to ask you is, would you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today under this tent to be your personal Savior? I'm going to tell you something. God will not hurt you if you'll come to Him through His Son. He will not hurt you. It is we humans who are hurting each other, not Almighty God. So I ask you, as they begin to play behind me, with every head bowed and eyes closed, would you do that before God? Every head bowed, every eye closed for just a moment. Father, we need you here right now. God, I pray that you'd speak to the hearts of everybody under this tent. God, it may be that there's a saved person under this tent that needs to get hooked back up with God in fellowship. God, it may be, and it is, that there are so many under this tent that have never called upon the name of the Lord. They have never been saved. I pray, dear Holy Spirit of God, right now, would you grip a hold of the heart? God, dear Spirit, would you show them that you love them and you care for them? God, that even right now they would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Is your head bowed and your eyes closed? I'm going to talk to you, but if you want to, with your head bowed, eyes closed, if you want to come talk to these spiritual workers up front here, you can come right now and talk with them. And we want to help you with your spiritual life. We want to help you with your relationship with God if you're not saved. I want to ask you, with your head bowed and eyes closed, how many of you would lift your hand and say, Preacher, I'm saved, but I need to get back in fellowship with God. Would you raise your hand? Preacher, I'm saved. I need to get connected back with God. I see your hands all across the tent. Why don't we do that right now today? Make a commitment. You might want to come up to this altar. Let these altar workers pray with you. Come on if you'd like to. But with your head still bowed and your eyes still closed, how many would just lift your hand and say, Preacher, I've never been saved. I've never called upon the Lord to be my Savior. And right now today, under this tent, I want to be saved. Would you lift your hand? Help lift your hand. I want to be saved today. Well, I see the hand. I want to be saved today. I want to call on the Lord today. Raise your hand to God. I want you to save me right here. Under this, I see hands. I want you to save me right up under this tent. your head, your mouth, eyes closed. Here's what you pray, something along these lines. You tell God, don't tell nobody around you. Say, God, right now, you can do it right where you're at. God, I know I'm a sinner. God, I know I'm a sinner. I'm being honest before you, God, I know it. Just you and God right where you're sitting. And God, I want to be saved. And I know I have no other Savior but the Lord Jesus Christ. So God, right now, under the good tidings Christmas tent, God, I'm believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. I call upon Jesus to be my Savior. You put it in your own words and you talk to God. God, I want to be saved. God, I want to be saved. Call upon Him right now. Save me, God. Save me. I'm a sinner. Save me. We got workers up front. Some of you have made your way. Others might want to come talk to these workers up front. If you'd like somebody to come back right where you are, raise your hand and somebody will come back and talk with just you. This is the most important thing in your life. How is your relationship with Almighty God? There's nothing more important. I see your hand right over here. Ladies, right over to my left. There's nothing more important than your relationship with God. Raise your hand if you'd like somebody to come back there and just spend a personal moment with you and talk with you about the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing more important. They're singing behind me. Right now, I've got a hand over to my right. Right now, we need God. You and I, we need God in our lives. No more living without God. No more living in our own will and way. But desiring God, our Creator, in our lives. We need God. Call on Him.
He's calling.
Call Him. They'll come and they'll pray with you right back here. Look to me on the left in the middle.
Bring your sorrows and bring your joy from the ashes.
The workers,
Lord Jesus is calling.
Workers, let's go.
Oh, come to the altar of the Father's altar. Open wide, forgiveness. Come today, there's no
way. We're taking time with God.
Jesus.
We're not too busy for God. We need God.
Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes, life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to
raise your hand.
Forgiveness.
All I want to do is help this man.
Just a minute.
spiritually healthy. Spiritually healthy. Aren't you tired of your drugs? Aren't you tired of your alcohol? Aren't you tired of your domestic troubles? God's an answer. Jesus Christ is an answer.
Come today, there's no reason
to wait. Jesus Christ is the answer. He's the only answer. Everybody knows the world is about to come to an end. Everybody knows it. Everything changed last year, and everybody knows we're heading to the end. Jesus Christ is your Savior. You're going that way. You're not going that way. You're headed towards hell. And somebody said, well, the party's in hell. I'll party with my people. If you go down there, they're not partying. They're screaming. They're gnashing. The Bible said they're gnashing with their teeth. You bump into somebody, you'll be screaming, scared to death, and bite on them and claw them. There's no party down there. Demons ripping people, there's no party down there. If you die without the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll never get another chance. According to the Word of God, you'll be cast into hellfire for all of eternity. It's the most important thing you'll ever hear. The name of this is called Good Tidings Christmas. Because the Bible said in Luke chapter 2 that the shepherds were in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord surrounded them. The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. There's not a better story to tell than about my Jesus. He's the Savior of the world. And before you leave this tent, please, please listen to the preacher. Please stop one of us. If you're not saved, and say, I need to settle my salvation. I do not want to go to hell. You don't know that you'll take another breath. You don't know that your heart will beat another minute. You're not controlling that heartbeat. You're not. God is. God is. When He says your heart's done, and your life here's over. The greatest thing you'll ever do is come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this last song.
Are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's and all
Are you desperate for some healing? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes your way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let to disappear. Let me tell you about my Jesus and all the wrong turns that you would go and undo if you could. Who can work them all for your good? Well, let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong. Cause he took my cross at Calvary. He paid the price for all my guilt. Because he cares that much about me. So let me tell you about my Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.